T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Many folks had the day off. I could have taken the day off today, but I decided to be here with you. And Franklin sitting in for Phil Kennedy at Master Control. And if you are just joining us, first of all, I think this was mentioned in news, but I'm usually busy doing my own thing when Mr. Puckett is doing the news. But the impeachment resumes tomorrow. I still haven't figured out exactly how much impeachment you guys want me to do. That's like a daily decision I'm going to have to make for the next few weeks. Thanks a million, because I've tried it a few times and didn't have a lot of success. Last time I tried it, we had a great deal of success. We asked you the question, should witnesses be called upon by the Republicans? And that's, the Democrats want witnesses. The Republicans may or may not want witnesses. The safe bet is probably not to have any. But the ultimate question is, are there sufficient votes, 2/3 of the Senate, to convict and remove President Trump? I sincerely doubt it. So how far do you want the farce to go? Is going to be interesting to see as far as your phone calls as we move along during the course of the trial itself. And what we're talking about today kind of touches on politics in a way which, I'll let you guys be the judge, is certainly in the news. Jim Kelly, Buffalo Bills legend. We know the Jim Kelly story. And look, I hope nobody thinks that I'm going to tell you that Jim Kelly was a saint his entire life. I'm a realist. He wasn't. And I don't know anybody who has been, quite frankly. But, Jim came to this area as a brash quarterback. He protested vehemently as far as ever becoming a Buffalo Bill back when he was drafted. And the rest is history. I don't know if maybe some of you weren't alive at the time, but or conscious at the time. But Jim Kelly was one of the big architects behind what was a very football crazy Western New York for several years, and 4 straight Super Bowls. Unfortunately, no victories in those Super Bowls. Jim was definitely a man about town. And I guess if you're young and you're a well-known NFL quarterback, and the world is kind of your oyster in a lot of ways, and it's very easy to So. There's that. And Jim angered people in the business community when he started a venture. What was it called? Sports City Grill. And he eventually, the business went into bankruptcy and creditors got stiffed. And that was back in the mid-1990s. I want to say 1996, but don't hold me to that. He upset a lot of people. And that was, 24 years ago. The Jim Kelly that has evolved is a different guy than the brash young quarterback who came to Buffalo. The Jim Kelly of 2020 and for several years prior to that is somebody who is venerated by a lot of people in this town. You look back fondly at his days as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play professional football, absolutely, positively. But the Jim Kelly of today is known for a guy who, despite all of the trappings of success and all of the popularity and all of the Hall of Fame stuff and Wall of Fame stuff, is a guy who, at the same time, has had so much heartbreak in his life and so many struggles in his life that I think any of his previous incarnation sins have been, if not forgotten, forgiven by most people. And I'm referring to the bankruptcy, and I'm referring to how he may have lived his life prior to Jill coming along. But Jill is basically, you know, I get the distinct feeling that Jill is the person who grounded, and I don't mean like you're staying home, I mean, you know, grounded Jim Kelly. Jim has, along with his wife, a great deal of faith. He is a born-again Christian. He is, for many people, an incredible inspiration because of what he has had to endure. Life has not been entirely a bed of roses for Jim Kelly. In the memorable past, Jim has had to bury a child, Hunter. And I'm sorry, but that is, I don't care who you are or your station in life, when you bury a child, it takes a toll on you. No matter how strong your faith, it's going to take a toll on you because you are still a human being. And also, he went through his own personal health crises. And personal health crises can certainly change a man or change a woman dramatically. When you come that close to checking out, when the doctors can't really tell you why you are still alive, and you kind of beat the statistical odds, that can play some serious games with you. I mean, you can chalk it up to faith, you can chalk it up to prayer, you can chalk it up to luck, you can chalk it up to a lucky break, but at the end of the day, it is not unusual for people who have come so close to death to have an issue with depression, to have issues with trying to understand why they're still around. And Jim Kelly and his family, I want to emphasize, and his family, they, in recent years, have gone through a hellish experience here on Earth with the cancer. Jim Kelly had a 1 in 10 chance of surviving that cancer. He was treated in New York City. And Jim Kelly, again, if you account for the idea that in this life, the person you are today is probably not the person you were at the age of 25. And if you account for various events being able to mold and forge your personality and character long after your frontal cortex has fully developed and long after you are physically as mature as you're ever going to be, I think you have to allow for the strong possibility that Jim Kelly is really a genuine inspiration for a lot of people by virtue of those misfortunes he has been handed, but also the way in which he has dealt with those misfortunes. And, you know, yeah, there are people in the business community who are never going to forgive Jim Kelly for stiffing them and going into bankruptcy. And I guess I understand that. I wouldn't be surprised if Jim does as well. But that was, again, that was 1996. Jim tweeted out on Saturday night regarding Chris Collins' successor in NY27 and the person Jim Kelly and his wife were backing. Jim Kelly tweeted, "President @RealDonaldTrump. My wife, Jill, and I are supporting at Beth for Congress in our district, hashtag NY27. Our daughters grew up together. We know her and trust her to stand for what matters most. She's a strong conservative Republican. We believe can win special elect 4/28 or April 28. And basically the poop hit the fan on Twitter and on social media. A lot, not everybody, but a lot of people were very upset. Number one, with Jim Kelly endorsing a conservative Republican. How dare he? Because in the world of Twitter and the world of Facebook and other social media platforms, it is not popular for a celebrity to be Republican or conservative or to be seen as a supporter of President Trump. Most people in the entertainment world are like Robert De Niro. They've got a major raging one for Donald Trump. They want the man thrown out of office, and they think that he is a joke and needs to be taken out of office as fast as possible in this Senate trial. So anybody who does not think that, you know, you're not part of the mainstream. You are marginalized. You're seen as an outlier. So some people were upset that Jim Kelly included President Trump in the tweet that he sent out supporting Beth Parlato. I mean, do you think that Jim Kelly did anything wrong? I mean, and if there is a better, more direct example of the political division, now, we've talked about a lot on this show that is rife not just in Western New York, but across the country. I can't think of it. I mean, I think that most people, not everybody, but in 2020, do regard Jim Kelly as somebody who is an inspiration. You must, because a lot of prayers were said for Jim when he was going through his surgery and his convalescence and his rehabilitation, which was, by the way, a very extensive and lengthy process, and one in which then Donald Trump, private citizen, took a tremendous amount of interest, as Joe Kelly told us earlier. Okay, I'm running a little long here. 803-0930 is the phone number, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Does Jim Kelly have anything to apologize for by mentioning President Trump's handle in his tweet or supporting a conservative Republican for Congress in NY27? Or is this just is this just hysteria? Is this just another example of unhinged behavior by people who just can't stand Donald Trump for whatever reason? All right, we need to get some traffic on. It may be a holiday, but Alan Harris is still working hard. And here we go, the Exergen WBEN 7 First Alert weather. Tomorrow, some light snow in the morning, and then a spotty snow shower with some sunshine, the high temperature 29. Wednesday, sunshine 33. Thursday, sunshine and warmer, up to 40 degrees. But right now, it's 20 degrees outside, and it feels like 9 above at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Jim Kelly certainly has his right to his opinion. And like I said earlier, anybody who is following Jim Kelly, who is commenting on Twitter about what Jim Kelly posted on Saturday night, they had to actively have a Twitter account and actively choose to follow Jim Kelly. Nobody held a gun to anybody's head and said, "You're going to follow Jim Kelly." So they are there by choice. And if you are someplace by choice, what else does that tell you? That tells you you can leave by choice. So if somebody does not like, you know, if you don't like Jim Kelly's politics or his religious faith, or not making any bones about his religious faith, you know, you've got the option to not subject yourself to that kind of torture and just choose to unfollow if you're so inclined. Instead of this whole idea of cancel culture, let's go to Jerry Grand Island. You're on WBEN. What do you make of all this, Jerry?
I'm shocked. I literally just turned on the radio. I'm a guy who did not like Jim Kelly because he rejected us at first. he brought us a lot of Super Bowls, and I still wasn't sold. But something happened to Jim Kelly when he met Joe. And he's changed his life in such a positive way. And, I mean, his religious beliefs, the way he carries himself, the things he's done for this community, I don't know how. And, I mean, as far as those bankruptcies, I mean, that is such old dirt. And he didn't go out to say, hey, I think I can stiff all these purveyors. He's a young kid experimenting in business in a town where he owns it, like you said. And how can you begrudge him? He's made changes in his life, positive changes in his life. And I do nothing but admire Jim Kelly and Jill and their whole family.
And he can endorse whomever he wishes and not have to worry about what you're going to say.
Absolutely. And if he has the brains enough to endorse Donald Trump and Perlotto, good for him.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Scott in East Aurora. Scott, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate it. I happen to have no problem with what Jim Kelly tweeted, and I happen to think that Twitter is so not an accurate representation of American society at large. It's a very left wing representation of the country, and a lot of people on it, particularly a lot of the far left, politicians who are on there, think that Twitter is how people really think in this country, and I think it's not even close.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because I think that you can be a lot happier not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Getting involved or not getting caught up in social media. And I think it was just last week I mentioned the tragedy of grown men and women who are almost forsaking everyday life in the world in exchange for this artificial cyber existence.
Absolutely. And it's all consuming, you know, and I do quite a bit on social media, but I have a presence on Twitter, but I rarely go on it. I can't stand Twitter. I've never liked it. And I mean, it can be a good thing for following news and following sports and that kind of thing. But I just think that it's a nasty place. It's a nasty space, I guess. And, it's no surprise that they came after him. But the thing that stinks is, you know, I'm fine. I happen to agree with Jim Kelly, but you know what? I didn't care for when LaShawn McCoy was saying nasty things about Trump over the anthem thing. I didn't care for it, but I didn't go on social media and trash him. You know, I just stayed away from it.
Right, right. Understood. And unfortunately, there is, and the Vince Vaughn story from last week is another exemplification of literally cancel culture, because a video was shown of Vince Vaughn chatting with President Trump, and one of the first responses I saw from one of these showbiz mavens was, Vince Vaughn has now officially been canceled. Like, he no longer exists because he dared speak with the president of the USA.
What's so ironic is that is that the far left likes to call people, Trump and other people, fascists. When you look up the definition of fascism, that it's part of it is no opposition allowed. The true fascism in this country is being practiced by the left. You don't agree with them, you're out. It's over. You know, we're coming after you if you don't share our opinion.
Yeah, and in light of what that Sanders campaign worker had to say, do yourself the favor of educating yourself on Stalinism and the Russian Revolution. And, you know, you'll see, I mean, it's kind of freaky that people don't understand what happened in that vast country back in the 1920s and can't understand that it can happen anywhere at any time.
Well, I think that's part of why the Democrats are so afraid of Bernie getting the nomination, because there's so much footage of some crazy stuff he said over the last 40 years. And he's, you know, and he sounds like a communist, whether he is or not. He sounds like one. And that's, you know, that's going to come out if he gets the nod.
All right. Thanks. We will. We'll see. Certainly a lot of time to talk about that. 28 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly on a Monday, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And it is Tommy with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. And Jim Kelly finds himself in the unusual position, at least in 2020, of being the center of controversy and the object of wrath by people who are upset that he not only endorsed a conservative Republican, Beth Parlato, for NY27, but in his tweet Saturday night, he included President Trump's Twitter handle. And we'll hear more on that, by the way, from Jill Kelly coming up. But let's go to Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, did Jim Kelly commit some faux pas? Did he commit some unpardonable sin?
Hell no. Good for you, Jim Kelly. As far as I last checked, we still live in what is free America to choose whatever candidate we want to support. But at least Jim Kelly is showing that he has enough sense to know that most of the candidates are better than the guy who runs about in the black sleeveless t-shirts, right?
Yeah, I like how you said most of the candidates.
Yeah, most. And
I think I know where you're going with that one.
So good for you, Jim. And, you know, it's a shame because I just heard in the news report when I was listening in the Caribbean that Mike Pompeo will be in Jamaica meeting with some members of the Caribbean community, and certain states are not sending representatives. You know, they're so pathetic, man, you know, because the poison is out there about Trump. But these are the same people who will set the Castro brothers no matter what. And I hate using the term the invasion of Grenada. It should be saying the liberation of Grenada, you know. But anyway, didn't want to go off topic here. But good for you, Jim Kelly, man.
Yeah, just a little bit. On what grounds are states refusing to send representatives to Jamaica?
Well, based on the fact that Pompeo, this is what they say, and I doubt it, but he was asking for certain countries, you know, to attend. But let's face it, I mean, why try to go out and help those who hate you in the same way that, you know, why should we be supporting countries that hate us? You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, doesn't make any sense to me. All right, Kevin, thanks a million. I appreciate it, and thanks for mentioning the Caribbean when it's 20 degrees out and it feels like 9 above.
Yeah, buddy.
Very nice of you. Appreciate it. Let's go to next caller, Ed in Newfane. Ed, Jim Kelly endorsed a Republican conservative and included President Trump's Twitter handle in his tweet. Did he do anything wrong, or is this just outrage for outrage's sake?
I believe it's just outrage from the socialist progressives. Jim has every right to voice his beliefs, his opinion, just like anybody else does. And to be attacked, outright attacked for his opinion, for the man, the character of the man that he is today, it's just outlandish. It's uncalled for. I don't know what, I don't have any words to describe. I mean, the man and his wife, his family, literally went through hell on earth the last few years. And that man, gave his blood, sweat, and tears on the football field, for this region for how many years? And when he really didn't want to be here in the first place, but he fell in love with this area, and for this area to turn like that, it makes me sick, literally.
Well, it is a segment of people who are his Twitter quote-unquote followers who have done this.
Right. Trolls.
Yeah. Well, trolling is it's big business. Thanks very much. I'm glad you called on WBEN. Hey, do you guys want to hear what Jim Kelly's wife, Jill Kelly, had to say about this whole situation with Twitter? Probably. So this is Jill Kelly from earlier today calling into this show right here on WBEN. Joining us right now is Jill Kelly. I could only tap dance for another 20 minutes. Jill, thanks very much for joining us. Good of you to do.
Well, thank you for allowing me to, I guess, share a little more, Tom.
Oh, I definitely would love to hear this. First of all, could you give us a little bit of the history of the tweet and why it was sent?
Absolutely. Well, how about if I give you a little bit of history first on our relationship with Beth?
Absolutely.
We would tweet that. We have known Beth for over 20 years. Our daughters are best friends. Her oldest daughter, Kelsey, was in our daughter Erin's wedding. They've known each other since first grade. We have cried together. We have prayed together. We have screamed at basketball refs together in stands at basketball games. I mean, we know Beth Parlato very well. She's one of my close friends. I entrust her with, intimate things that I need her to pray about and so on and so forth. And Jim is very close friends with both her first husband and the husband now that she has, Tony Parlato. I mean, they do Bible study together. It's just, we have a long-standing relationship with Beth Parlato. We know her, we love her, and we want to support her for our district. Really, that is the bottom line. Like, we know her character, we know her intentions, and we both share conservative Christian views. I mean, we're both born-again Christians. We both believe the same thing. You know, we love the Word of God, and we love His people, and so, I mean, that relationship alone is enough for us, and knowing her is enough for us, and not only that, Tom, this isn't something Beth was like, oh, I think I'm going to be a politician today. I mean, she has been praying about this. For people that know anything about her, she's been a lawyer for years, a very good one at that, and you know, so it wasn't like she just went into this blindly. And I was part of praying with her to see if this was something that, you know, God really wanted her to do. Because let's face it, getting in politics is crazy.
Yeah.
And I said that to her. I said, okay, you are definitely crazy. But if this is what God wants you to do, we're going to pray you through it. And so not only do we have this longstanding relationship, but I have literally been praying for her way before any of this came to be. Way before, you know, she decided that this was what she was going to do. And here we are. And so this tweet was, Jim and I talked about it. And we know that there's, you know, we don't understand fully what's going on in New York 27 as far as if this is going to be a vote or how they're going to replace Chris Collins, ultimately, to have, you know, to go to the vote next year. But we just wanted to support her in any way we can. And we've said that from the beginning, besides praying for her. You know, I said, Beth, what can we do? And so we were talking. And I said, you know what? It's time that we actually say something. And so, okay, so there's that part of it. And then for those who don't know, Jim and Donald Trump, President Trump, have a long-standing relationship. What most people do not know about President Trump is the things that we know. The personal part of President Trump, the fact that when Jim was in the hospital for 6 weeks in New York, President Trump said, he wasn't the president at the time, mind you, at that point, he said, what do you need? He called me almost every other day and asked me how Jim was doing. This was when it was dire straits for Jim. This was when it was like, you have a 10% chance of surviving this.
Right.
And so he was calling me, and he also put up our family in New York City. When they came, there's, you know, Jim's brothers, you know, anybody knows anything about Jim's brothers, you know, they were all there. And I have to call him President Trump because that's what he is right now. But Donald at the time was just, I can't even explain how endearing he was and how important it was that he knew what was going on and he could do anything for Jim. But that relationship, as anyone who knows Jim knows, that goes way back to the USFL days. So, you know, mind you, yeah, okay, so we don't have to agree with every single thing that President Trump is doing, but we have a personal relationship with him that is important to us because he's actually taking care of our family and taking care of Jim and loves Jim. And so there's that relationship. So we put those two relationships together. You know, it's not like we could just text Donald Trump and say, hey, our friend Beth Parlato is running for New York 27. No, we can't do that. He's president, right?
Right.
So we said, well, why don't we just tweet it out there? And obviously, if we would have left Donald Trump out, we would not be, you know, raked over the coals right now. But at the end of the day, we believe what we believe, and we stand with who we stand with. And I think that's what's so crazy about our, I guess, the world or our culture or our country is that, you know, when you have someone, a relationship that you have with someone and you want to support them, if they don't believe in what you believe, it's like, whoa, you know, you're up for all sorts of, but you know what? I have to say this too, Tom, this is not anything crazy enough is what I'm going to tell you next. You know, Jim Hunt. Everybody knows that Jim Hunt that follows him, if he, you know, he has put out pictures of his hunting trips on his Instagram, and you would not believe a thing said to him then. One comment actually said, well, boy, if you would have died from cancer, that deer would still be alive.
Oh.
I mean, like, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, yeah, you know, and the thing is, for us, we're literally coming alongside Beth Parlato. We believe her, we love her, and we're standing with what she believes in because it's exactly what we believe in, you know? And
do you find it, Jill, forgive the interruption, but do you find it somewhat ironic that you kind of chided Beth Parlato in a friendly way about being crazy for entering politics, and now you guys, Jill and Jim Kelly, have also entered the political fray and the toxic sewer that usually comes with it?
Yeah, it is ironic. And, you know, it's not like we tweeted that flippantly. We didn't just, we both of us sat there. We said, you know, there's probably going to be backlash. There's probably going to be crap. And that's exactly what happened. But, you know, that didn't stop us from doing it. I mean, it's not going to stop us from supporting Beth. It's not going to stop us from standing for what we believe in. And it's, you know, and that's our choice. Just like you have a choice, just like everybody listening has a choice. And when it boils right down to it, obviously our choices have consequences. And, you know, and also, you know, Jim and I, as you, I believe, mentioned, we share our faith. Like, that's who we are. It's not something we do on Sunday, you know? It's how we live our lives. And, you know, we just, that's the way we roll. And if people don't agree with that, you know, that's their choice. And they also don't have to follow us on social media.
Well, exactly, and which is a point, all of these points I raised in the first hour of the program. If what Jim Kelly had to say, and then including President Trump in the tweet about Beth Parlato, is that upsetting to you? Nobody held a gun to your head to follow Jim Kelly.
Right, exactly. But that's it.
But you know, we live in this culture of cancellation where
right.
Typically if it is somebody with conservative or right-leaning political views, if they express those views, they become persona non grata. I mean, and public opinion with some people, of course, can change in a heartbeat. It was only yesterday where many of us on Thanksgiving were pretty much bawling like babies watching Jim's message on the TV. You know, people were tweeting out at the time, gee, how weird, I got something in my eye when Jim Kelly's bit was running. And we go from that emotion to this emotion of earth-shattering hatred because Jim expressed a political viewpoint and included the president. And we'll hear more from Jim Kelly coming up after traffic on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jill Kelly responding to the controversy over Jim's tweet endorsing Beth Parlato for Congress and including the president. But first, here's the president of traffic, Alan Harris. The WBEN Exergen 7 First Alert weather for tomorrow. Some light snow in the morning and then some spotty snow showers with some sunshine Tuesday, 29. Wednesday, sunshine 33. Thursday, sunshine and 40. Right now it's 20 degrees. It feels like 9 above with the wind at News Radio 930 WBEN. More from Jill Kelly.
Right. And you know what, Tom? It's okay. Like, if those people want to feel that way and express themselves towards us in the way that they are, then that, you know what, have at it. But at the end of the day, Jim and I both know who we are. We know the God that we trust, and that's who we're trusting in all things, you know. We just believe that God is greater than all this nonsense, I guess you would call it. But and we just trust him to be God over all the decisions that we make and everything. We're not perfect, you know. Like, we're not perfect people. We're just trying to do it one day at a time and trust God with all the rest, ultimately.
It's great because, I mean, you know, you guys don't just talk the talk, you walk the walk with your faith. And the radiance and the faith that you were able to show even in the darkest times of your life really should be an example for everybody. As you said, 10% probability of survival. And Jim, I'm just going to sit here and not listen to myself ramble any longer with Jill Kelly, who was nice enough to call in. And we've got a nice story at WBEN.com. Let's go to Tony in Niagara Falls, been holding on a long time. Tony, wanted to get you on.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, Jim Kelly doesn't have to excuse anything that he said. Now, I'm related to Jake LaMotta, and Robert De Niro played him in the movie Raging Bull. And that's more of a personal thing between him and Trump. They didn't like each other from way back. And now that the man's president, he's ragging on him. And Jake got along with Trump real good and is friends with Trump. And President Trump felt bad when Jake passed away about 2 years ago. You know, so... And as far as De Niro, he should have, if he feels that way, you know, he mentioned the Buffalo Bills in that movie, Grudge Match, how they went to the Super Bowl four times. You know, sometimes I just don't know how the guy thinks.
Well, I just mentioned De Niro because he's been in the news lately, you know, talking about President Trump and how evil the president is, blah, blah, blah. And plus his picture was on TV. I could have chosen about a zillion people from the Hollywood milieu.
Yeah, but it makes us feel bad because he played a relative of ours, and the guy he played is tight with President Trump way before he even ran for president.
Well, he's an actor, and he also played a bunch of gangsters.
Yeah, very much.
I mean, it's just he is an actor. His entire, and nothing against being an actor. It's harder than it looks, but he's made his living playing people he is not. Thank you, Tony. I'm glad you called. And this is News Radio 930 WBEN. And more on this story, of course, at WBEN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.